Hello, welcome back to Torah Limecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Divrei HaYamim Bet Parakeh. So I hope you're enjoying our learning. I find it incredibly exciting and amazing to be journeying with King Shlomo in the construction of the first Beis HaMikdash. It's just incredible, the home that he built for God, Kaviyachol, as if Hashem needs a home, a house to dwell amongst us, and all the work that went into it. So now we are going to continue our learning. And now what are we up to? The bringing of the Aron Kodesh to the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo brought. Rabbi Dean Steindl's introduction to the next few prakim reads as follows. The Ark of the Covenant is brought in a celebratory procession to Har HaMoriah, at which point divine approval is bestowed in the form of a cloud. At this climactic moment, as the glory of God descends to rest in its permanent home, Shlomo speaks both to God and the assembled people. By the way, that's not going to be in Parakeh. His tefillah is not coming in today's parak. As part of his prayer, Shlomo expresses a detailed request tied to the power of the place that links earth to heaven, and that connects the people who pray to He who hears their prayers. So in our parak today, we're not up to Shlomo's tefillah yet. This is the time when the Aron is actually going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Parakeh Pasuk Aleph. Vatishlam kol hamelacha asher asa Shlomo the Beit Hashem. All of the work that Shlomo performed for the house of God was finished. Vayave Shlomo es kodshei David aviv v'asa kesef v'asa zahav v'as kol hakelim natan be'otzo Beit Elohim. And Shlomo Melech brought the consecrated items of King David his father, and the silver, and the gold, and all the kelim, and he placed them in the treasuries of the house of God. And then what did he do? Pasuk Beis. Az yak ya kehel Shlomo as Zikne Yisrael, ves kol roshei hamatos, nesi ha'avos of Bnei Yisrael el Yerushalayim. He is gathering everyone to Yerushalayim. He assembles the elders of Israel, the heads of the tribes, the princes, all the children of Israel. Imagine that. To Yerushalayim. L'ha'alos es Aron Bris Hashem Meir David hi Tzion. Wow. What do they want to do? They want to bring the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant of God, from the city of David. And I'm sure that many of my listeners, myself included, have been zocha to tour the ancient excavations of Ir David. You can actually see where David HaMelech had his ancient Yerushalayim, and they're going to bring the Aron from Ir David, which is Tzion, up to the Beis HaMikdash. When did this happen? Pasuk Gimel tells us, Vayikalu el HaMelech kol Yish Yisrael b'chag, Hu haChodesh haShvi'i. So we know that the Torah counts the months from Nisan being month number one. What is the seventh month? Tishrei. When was this procession happening, this great event happening? The king gathered all the men of Israel. Bechag. What's Chag? And what is the Chag that we have in Tishrei? Sukkos. So he gathered everyone on the Chag of Sukkos, which is the seventh month, which we call Tishrei. Vayavo kol Ziknei Yisrael, and all the elders of Israel came. Vayisu ha-Levim es ha-Aron, and the Levim were carrying the Aron. Vaya'alu es ha-Aron es ohel moed ves kol klei ha-kodesh asher b'ohel ha'alu osam ha-kohanim ha-Levim. They took up the ark and all the structures of the tent of meeting, the treasuries. They brought it to the treasuries in the temple, and the sacred vessels as well. The priest and the Levim took them up. V'hamelech Shlomo, v'chol adas Yisrael, no adim alav ufnei Aron. What were they doing? What was King Shlomo doing? What was the entire assembly of Israel doing in honor of the Aron coming to rest in the Beis HaMikdash? Mizabchim tzon uvakar, asher lo yisafru v'lo yamnu meirov. They were bringing korbanos. They were bringing offerings of sheep and cattle. They were so abundant, they couldn't even be counted because there were so many korbanos being offered. And now the Kohanim bring the Ark of the Covenant of God to its place. Where do they bring it to? El Devir HaBayis. Now we spoke about why, we quoted Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita, why the Kodesh Kodashim is called the Devir, because from here the Word of God emanates to the world, like the Shorosh Dibur, and the Kohanim bring the Aron of the Covenant of God to its place. Where is its place? The Kodesh HaKodashim. I'm in Pasuk Zayin. El Devir HaBayis. El Kodesh HaKadashim, El Tachas Kanfei HaKruvim. The Ark of the Covenant of God comes to rest where it's supposed to be, into the Devir, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, beneath the wings of the Kruvim, which filled the inner Holy of Holies. We learned about the Kruvim that Shlomo constructed back in Parak Gimel, if you remember. Vayu HaKruvim parsim knafayim al makom ha'aron. And the Kruvim that Shlomo constructed were spreading their wings, if you will, over the place of the Aron. Vayichasu HaKruvim al ha'aron, the al badav milamala. And the Kruvim covered the Ark of the Covenant and its staves, its paws, from above. And it's just... I'm going to repeat what I said in the introduction. I never learned Divrei Hayamim before Rabbitson Dr. Dina Shmimin gave me this chus of teaching this and sharing this with you. And I consider all parts of Torah, when I say Torah, I mean Tanakh, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaal Peh, to be incredibly exciting. And I hope you're enjoying it. I know we're only in the beginning of our journey. We're in Parakei, Alav Lamed Hei, 35 Prakam. But it's just so incredible to take ourselves back to ancient times and to derive lessons and to bring these things to life. And it wasn't just that we had a Beis HaMikdash, but we're learning about what went into the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, the excitement of the Beis HaMikdash, the grandeur of the kingdom of King Shlomo. Pasuk Yud tells us what was in the Aron. Ein ba'aron rak shnei haluchos asher nasan Moshe b'chorev. There was nothing in the Aron except the two tablets. Wow, imagine that. The Luchos HaBris that Moshe placed there at Chorev, Asher Karas Hashem in Bnei Yisrael, B'tzeisam in Mitzrayim, that God enacted this covenant, that God made an agreement with Israel when they left Egypt. Now I want to point out that another name for Har Sinai is Chorev. Ches Reish Beis, or Chet Reish Bet. Now, that's very interesting. By the way, the first time we meet Moshe, the first time Moshe meets God at the burning bush, and Parag Gimel, of Sefer Shemot, the Pasuk calls Har Sinai, not Har Sinai, Choreva, okay? Moshe's leading the flocks of Yisro, his father-in-law, and he comes to Choreva, which is Har Elokim. So I just want to share a thought as to why possibly Har Sinai is called Chorev. I am fascinated by Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh, and in my studying and in my teaching, I focus very much on Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh. They teach us many, many lessons. So you know that Chorev is also the word for Cherev, like sword or destruction, Chorban. Okay, we're learning about the Beis HaMikdash, and sometimes we learn about Rachman al-Tzan, the Churban Beit HaMikdash. So why is Har Sinai called Chorev? It's referred to here in Perek Dalet of Divrei Hayamim Bet, Pasuk Yod. I'm sorry, we're in Perek Hei. I looked away from the Nach for a moment. We're in Perek Hei, and in Pasuk Yod, Har Sinai is called Chorev. So if the Shoresh for Har Sinai, if the word for Har Sinai is also Chorev, and the Shoresh is the same as Chet Reish Bet, and it's the same as destruction or sword, I think that the Chumash wants to teach us that if a person keeps the Torah, good. And if not, here will be your destruction. The Gemara tells us that Beferish in Shabbos Peiches Amar Aleph 88a, that Hashem was Kafa Aleim Har Kegigis. Hashem held the mountain over Israel like a bathtub at the time of the giving of the Torah. And he said, if you accept the Torah, Mutav, good. And if you don't accept the Torah, Sham Teik Furascham, here will be your burial place. So I think that there's a strong lesson in recognizing that Torah is the best thing in our lives, the only thing that gives meaning to our lives. Kihim Chayinu Va'arach Yamenu. But if a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, chooses to move away from Torah, chooses not to keep Torah mitzvos and Kabilas Chesed, then that will bring destruction ultimately upon them. Okay, going back to Shlomo's inauguration of the temple, along with the bringing of the Aron Brit Hashem to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Wow. And now we have, what were the Levim doing while the Kohanim were placing the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Pasuk Yud Bet. V'halevim ha-mishorim l'kulam. What were the Levim doing? The Levim are the singers, all of them. And now I name some of them. La'asaf, La'heman, La'yudusin. And what are they doing? Not naming them, but rather telling us what they're singing. Asaf, we have Mizmar La'asaf, Mizmar La'heman, Mizmar La'yudusin. So these are the Levim, and they are singing these songs. V'livneihem, and to their sons. V'la'achem, and to their brothers. Mubashim, boots. And they are wearing fine linen. And they're standing east of the altar. And they have cymbals, and lyres, and harps. B'mitzilatayim uvinivalim v'chino rot. They're standing to the east of the Mizbeach, and they have musical instruments. They're dressed in linen, the Levium, standing to the east of the Mizbeach, cymbals and lyres and harps. And what are they doing? Playing music. The Imam Kohanim, and there were also along with them 120 Kohanim. And what were the Kohanim doing? Mechatzrim b'chatzotrot. They are blowing on their trumpets. And we mentioned in yesterday's class, we quoted the Gemara, I believe it's Maseches Menachos, I believe. Kol ha kelim she'asam Moshe, k'sherim lo v'k'sherim l'doros, chutz mechatzotrot, k'sherim lo v'pasul l'doros. So, we saw the menorah that Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash lit was the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, when it came to the Chatzotro, the Gemara tells us the ones that Moshe made were not meant to be passed down from generation to generation. They were used by Moshe Rabbeinu, and every subsequent generation had to make their own Chatzotro when they were in need. So that means that Shlomo constructed his own Chatzotro. So I once heard a tremendous var into why the Chatzotro specifically that Moshe made could not be used for future generations. I heard this told over by Rabbi Shai Schechter, Rosh Beis Medrash at the Young Israel of Woodmere, in the name of Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, the founder of the Daf Yomi program and the from Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin teaches, what was the purpose of the Chatzotro? The purpose of the trumpets, again, they were constructed in Parshas Baloscha, Perek Yod of Sefer Bamidbar. The purpose of the Chatzotrot was for communication. If you read the Pesukim there, you will see they are used to call the assembly. They're used to tell the soldiers it's time to go to war. They're used on the holidays. They're used for communication. And this is such a short word and it's such a powerful and profound word. It says Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, the way you communicate with one generation is not the way you communicate with the next generation. It's so profound. It's so short. It's mama, such a short word. And it's so profound. I'm going to repeat it again. Why were the Chatzotro that Moshe made kosher for him, but pasul the Doros, and all the other kelim were kosher for Moshe and kosher for Doros, so it was fine for Shlomo to light the menorah of Moshe. Not only was it fine, it was important. It teaches us about holding on to the Mesorah, and the Torah, Imecha, and the Musar Vicha. But when it comes to the Chatzotro, the ones that Moshe made were hidden away in his lifetime. They were never used again because the Chatzotro, the trumpets, were used for communication. And the way you communicate with one generation is not the way you communicate with the next generation. I want you all to think about your own lives. And perhaps if you are teachers, or perhaps if you are morod, or perhaps if you are in a work setting where you have older colleagues and younger colleagues, or perhaps you are a parent who has children of different generation, or perhaps you are a parent and a grandparent, and I am sure that you know that the way you communicated with one generation is not the way we communicate with the next generation. In order to reach coming and future generations, we must adapt communication always through the lens of Torah to speak in a language that they understand. Wow. What are they singing during this time? They are Lahala Pasuk Gimel Ulahodos Lahashem. They are singing praise and thanks to Hashem. And what are they doing? They're on their Chatzotro Ubimitzila time, their symbols Ubiklei Hashir Ubahala Lahashem. They're singing songs to God. They're praising God. And the Pasuk says Pasuk Gimel Ki Tov Ki Li Olam Chasto. Wow. Because he is good, because his kindness is eternal, as the ark is placed where it's supposed to be. And then the Pasuk tells us what is God's reaction. The Habayis Malay Anan Beis Hashem. Hashem was so happy, so to speak, so satisfied with this whole procession and the bringing of the Aron to the Devir, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Har Moriah. The Habayis Malay Anan Beis Hashem. Hashem was so happy that the cloud fills with the glory of God, the cloud of God. And the last pasuk of the perek, v'lo yachlu ha-kohanim la'amod l'shareis k'mpnei ha'anan, ki malei k'vod Hashem espeis ha'elokim. The Kohanim were unable to stay and serve due to the cloud. The glory of the Lord filled the house of God. So Hashem is clearly happy and satisfied and appeased by their service from the construction and the aron that they brought to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the cloud of Hashem fills the house of Hashem. Wow, we will continue tomorrow. Amazing. Thank you for studying together with me. Lilui Nishma, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef. Kol Tuv, and I wish you all a wonderful day.